Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian joining you tonight.
And Nick.
And Mark. Well, will he make it or not? I don't know. He's got one of his volunteer firefighter things to go to tonight, so he might be pulling in here in the last half hour. So, we'll take your calls as we always do. That is what the show is about. It's not necessarily about the hosts. It's about you. If you pick up your phone and dial 1-800-259-9231, you could get on the air and talk about whatever you want. Obviously, a lot of people are still buzzing about today's inauguration, the festivities, the ceremony, the millions of people that were on Washington D.C. or out in Washington, D.C. today. I woke up this morning, and of course, that was what the content was on the radio. And you know, normally on this program, we don't necessarily cover the news of the day. Free Talk Live isn't a news talk show like most
talk shows. It's a current events show, but it's not.
It is.
It's not so much following the political horse race during a campaign or
right.
Following the newest political scandal of the day.
Yeah, whatever the top headlines are. If you're tuning into Free Talk Live to hear Free Talk Live's take on them every night, you're probably going to not hear Free Talk Live's take on the top headlines most nights. I mean, that's just the way the show is. It's an open format program. You can call in about anything. So, I mean, if what you want is to have us give our opinion on the top headlines, you can call and ask for it, and we'll tell you. But usually we're talking about issues. And usually when we pick news items, it's something that excites us or interests us or for whatever reason, just gets us interested in discussing those things. And that's very rarely the top stories. However, this Obama thing is just so huge. Sometimes the news is just so huge, we can't ignore it. And the fact is, people are talking about this. I mean, I was talking with my girlfriend today. She works at a restaurant chain during the daytime. And I mean, people are coming up to her behind the counter, and they're asking her, well, is your company going to let you go home and watch the inauguration today? I mean, so people are just asking other people questions about this when they normally wouldn't broach subjects like
that. Right, and I know people were talking about it at my work. People were watching it at lunch. I headed out. Yeah, I heard about it. And the one person who mentioned it to me said that it just seemed like people were way too fascinated with the inaugural speech. That, like, they weren't weren't really into watching the inaugural speech, and they were surprised by just how dumbfounded people were. Apparently, people were clapping, even though it was on TV, and he can't hear you. He's on the other side of that TV cable.
Well, it must make them feel good to engage in that way, in that manner.
I really don't get it. I mean, it's just another inaugural event,
but it's historical. Nick,
well,
it's historical because he is black.
That's true. And
that's what they keep saying.
You know, they do keep saying it, and they don't actually talk about the issues at all, which kind of surprises me. And,
yeah.
You know, I think it's a
distraction, in my opinion.
I think so, too. I'm glad that we are at a point in this country where we now know that a black man can be elected president,
actually, by
a healthy margin. I like to know that we've come that far in terms of, you know, people looking past the color of somebody's skin. But
100%
that doesn't really matter in terms of how he governs. You know, it doesn't mean he's going to govern poorly, and it doesn't mean he's going to govern well.
All you have to do is look at what he said. And this kind of ties into a sort of what has been a theme. We've had this bigoted caller calling in over the last week or so on the program, and he continues to put it out there as though skin color matters, and it doesn't. What matters is, as you know, Martin Luther King said, the content of one's character. What matters is one's choices. What one decides to do and say. And you don't have to look much farther than what old Barack Obama has said. In fact, I was looking, I think it was Normal, maybe it wasn't Normal, a National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, or MPP, one of those marijuana organizations. They did a little quote. They took a quote from Barack Obama from, I think, back in 2004. About marijuana. And he was talking about how, well, we need to take another look at the way this country's laws, legalization, blah, blah, blah. Basically sounding like he was kind of open to the idea of changing the marijuana situation in this country in a more positive direction to where people wouldn't necessarily be incarcerated, that sort of thing. And today, the official answer from the Obama administration on marijuana is President Barack Obama does not support legalization. So in 4 years' time or in 5 years' time, his message has changed from, yeah, let's take a look at this and do something different, to we're just going to keep the status quo. And, of course, the progressives who were really behind this guy during his campaign have really now started to look at him and look what he's been doing with appointing Republicans to his cabinet or whatever, to these advisor positions, and basically eschewing the real progressives out there, essentially leaving them out in the cold. They've kind of figured out that this guy isn't who he claimed to be without him even getting into office yet. So really, it seems like the millions of people that are responding in the way that you were talking about, the clapping and the going to Washington, D.C. and getting excited, it seems like those people are just kind of the political average. They aren't the ones that are paying close attention to who this guy is and what he says, like the progressive fans were paying close attention have really been turned off by him.
Yeah, I think particularly the anti-war left. I know that people, their primary thing was the war. Well, yeah, he is going to draw down, supposedly, what he's saying today, which could change in the future and probably will, is that we're going to remove most combat forces from Iraq, and I think he said 16 months.
But I thought it was by the end of 2011.
I think he might have ramped it up a little bit.
Okay.
But the fact is that the Bush administration had already signed an agreement to wind down by 2011. So, what difference does that make? All he's doing is preserving the status quo. It's not like he's speeding it up. It's not like he's bringing troops home from Afghanistan. There's going to be more troops in Afghanistan under this administration. So if you were an anti-war voter, I will admit that George Bush was probably a lot more likely to go out and just outright invade another country.
But we don't know.
But
we'll see.
We'll see. By no means is Barack Obama a non-interventionist.
Correct. And so what will those people tell themselves, those people who were so against the Iraq war, what are they going to tell themselves when it's 2010, first year of Barack Obama's presidency has occurred, when it's 2010 and there are still people dying in Iraq and Afghanistan? People, not just American people, but people. People are still dying in some U.S. government conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan. What are they going to tell themselves then? Well, Barack Obama's a good man, and he's trying to withdraw the troops. He's doing his best. He came into this position saying he would pull them out, and he's doing his best, even if he hasn't pulled out hardly anybody. Will they just give him total credit for moving in that direction? Will he just be able to take all the credit and say, yes, this is the legacy of my administration is ending the war in Iraq, even though nothing has really ended.
He will take the credit, but I think a lot of the real anti-war activists will be disappointed, and they'll even go so far as to criticize him.
I hope they do. I hope they will.
But I think the average college student out there who voted for him and considers themselves a liberal or a progressive will make excuses, because they're going to be told... I hate to say it, because I don't like to criticize people in general. I don't like to attack the American people or any group of people I'm talking to. But the American people seem to take politicians at what they're saying far more than they should. And if Barack Obama is saying, well, we're drawing down troops as much as possible, and I mean, he's a very good speaker, and I really think he's going to be able to cover his tracks when he lets down, whether it's his base or whether he's talking to moderates or his opponents. I think he's going to do a very good job of using flowery language to cover himself up, and
he's
that's going to
smoother.
Work on the average person.
Yeah.
I mean, George Bush, even if you liked him, you can't say the guy was a great public speaker.
No.
And that goes a long way when you're a politician. A lot of people aren't going to do the digging to see what you're actually about.
They may not remember what he said.
I mean, they're not going to dig into a program to see whether or not it's actually doing what you're saying it's doing. If you create a new welfare program and you say it's helping middle-class Americans, most people are just going to go, oh, well, you said you created a program that's helping middle-class Americans. It must
that's
be doing
it.
That.
Yep.
And they're not actually going to look to see if that's the effect it's having.
Toll-free number for you and your thoughts on what you experienced today. What was going on in your world with this inauguration? Were you at a government school? Were there activities all day long focusing around this, as it sounded like there might be at government schools? What about your workplace? What was the environment like? What were the people around you doing? What was your experience today? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham. author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
In a commencement address at Virginia's Washington and Lee University, John Grisham challenged the law school's graduates to advocate for the homeless, advocate for migrant workers, assist legal aid, assist the Innocence Project. Your legal education is just beginning, and until you get a good dose of what we call street law, you won't know what it's like to get your hands dirty. Until you use your license and your brains and your enthusiasm and your youthfulness to reach out and to reach down and help someone less fortunate, you will not realize the power the law has to protect people. In his novels, Grisham often shows the dark side of the law. In real life, he fights to bring it into the light.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in the firm, wait until you meet the associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is a movement of thousands of liberty-loving people all to the same geographic region. New Hampshire was the chosen region. And those people will be moving here. Hundreds of them have already moved. Many more are coming, but we need more. We need you, if you love liberty, to really take a close look. at the Free State Project and get signed up and join us up here in New Hampshire. Become an activist and help us achieve liberty in our lifetime. You can also learn more at freestateproject.org. Plus, get more information about the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is a great opportunity to not only come up to New Hampshire, but meet hundreds of some of the people that are already here, as well as a lot of people that are also, like you, considering moving to New Hampshire. You can do that over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. It's coming up the first weekend in March. You'll be able to come here and, again, not only meet those people, but meet some big liberty-oriented celebrities like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane, Dr. Mary Ruart from the book Healing Our World, and so many more. Still, the keynote speakers to be announced. I believe they're still holding a big name back, and we'll certainly let you know when that happens. Richard Heller, another kind of big name. He's a Free State Project member, and he was involved in the Heller versus DC gun case from back in 2008 over the summertime, which was pretty big news. So he's going to be there. So newsmakers and hundreds of activists all in the same hotel, convention style atmosphere, lots of socializing, networking, and great opportunities to have a good time. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code to save yourself 10%. The code is 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We go to your phone calls. What was your experience today? Perhaps as you were out and about doing your usual thing, whether it's going to work or you might have been spending the day at home, or maybe you're out shopping, whatever you did today, what was your experience considering there was so much attention being paid to the inauguration of Barack Obama? Were people just talking about it just openly? Were they asking you things? What did you experience today? Let's talk to, starting with Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Of course, you noticed that they got the oath of office wrong.
I didn't really watch. I think I overheard some of his speech while I was in the bathroom at a government building today, because I went out with Lauren Canario to do some activism today, but I didn't really watch. What did they get wrong?
They got the word faithfully. He's supposed to faithfully execute the office, and instead they said he was going to execute the office faithfully. You would think they would rehearse this a little bit beforehand. The guy goes, "You, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear." And when he paused after the name, Barack Hussein Obama started talking. He thought that was the mouthful that he was supposed to repeat. But the dude still hadn't finished reciting the mouthful. His name is John Roberts, by the way. And here's a trivia question. What's his job title?
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States?
Wrong. Chief Justice of the United States.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're saying that if the... Now, what does it mean, Tom? I mean, if they didn't say the oath correctly, does that mean he didn't really swear an oath?
He did not get properly sworn in, and constitutionally, he's not allowed to discharge any powers of Congress. But, of course, you know how much they care about that. He's off to, you know, a typical start for a president nowadays, following the Constitution, very well. Just, you know, la-di-da, go through the ceremonies and pretend it. But so what if they, just get it wrong? I mean, I suppose he could do it again, do it over, but I think he already signed some papers as president, and those would be null and void or put into question.
It's an interesting observation, and I thank you for the call today, Tom. 800-259-9231. Maybe lend some credence to those who say that the government is not the government that it once was, back, 100 or 200 years ago, things were done more accurately, and they actually tried to follow the Constitution. In this case, he's saying they even got the oath wrong.
I heard that part of it, and they should have started over from the beginning. How significant that is, I mean, I can't say that Thomas Jefferson or Washington didn't screw up the oath when they took it either. It might just not have gone out live to the whole nation.
It certainly
didn't know.
We continue with Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live, Ziggy.
Yeah, I've got 2 points.
Yes, sir.
Firstly, 20 years ago, I was protesting outside the South African embassy. And, you know, I never thought that Mandela would be president of South Africa any day, let alone that the so-called leader of the free world would be a black man. And so I do think it is a great step forward that America has elected someone who's black. However, there is one thing which does slightly about Obama.
What's
and that?
That
is, though he thinks rights should be afforded to blacks, he doesn't seem to think that equal rights should apply to homosexuals.
Really? What makes you say that?
Well, first of all, didn't there was a pastor who was giving a prayer who's meant to be anti-gay marriage and
yes.
Pro-life.
I heard about that, so they still had him do that today, huh?
Yeah, and I think Obama has said that though he's for civil unions, he's not for actual gay marriage.
Yeah, as I recall, we talked about this on the show. Him choosing that particular conservative pastor was a real slap in the face to the LGBT community that really got behind Obama during his campaign, and then he chooses this vehemently anti-gay pastor.
Yeah, I find it a little hypocritical.
It's more than a little hypocritical, but it is the political game. He's yeah. trying to appeal to evangelicals, essentially.
It's an insult to
Well, I
his
would
base.
Tell you here that sort of thing wouldn't happen. You know, politicians are more respectful towards homosexuals now here.
Wait, in the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
even
that's...
the Conservative leader, you know, stood up at conferences and said he was proud to support civil unions and that gay people should have marriage.
Thank you for pointing that out, Ziggy, and thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. So that's another way that we were talking about at the beginning of the hour of how this guy has essentially turned right around on the people that supported him and stabbed them in the back already. Before he did all these things before he was even inaugurated. So who knows what he's going to do next?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to try to institute a lot of progressive programs. So essentially he's going to try to grow the size of government. And
sure
I like
is.
The analogy that Marx used. I think Jimmy Carter is probably going to be roughly analogous to Barack Obama. I know a lot of people are trying to talk about Barack Obama being the next FDR or JFK, but I think he's going to fall flat on a lot of the programs he tries to push through, which I'm glad about. I hope he doesn't manage to do all the things he wants to do, because by and large, he said in his speech stuff about returning accountability to government and doing away with programs that don't work.
Don't they always talk about that stuff?
Even the small government politicians, the supposedly small government politicians, like George Bush, was going to try to shrink the size of government.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it. So the guy who wants to grow the size of government and says that openly is definitely not going to do it.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What was your experience today? What were your observations? Did you watch or listen to the ceremony? We'd love to hear your thoughts because I know I didn't. This is Free Talk Live.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Talking about what seems like a lot of people are talking about, and that is the election of, or rather the inauguration of one so-called President Barack Obama. A lot of people buzzing about this today. People at work were, in many cases, allowed to stay home so they could watch this. In many workplaces, there were televisions set up so people could watch this. We had heard from, we had heard that a lot of government schools would be doing Inauguration Day activities. And in fact, I was wondering what your experience was, if you want to share it with us, 800-259-9231, because this is big. I mean, people are talking about this. And so I'm wondering what you experienced today. What was it like for you at your workplace or at school? I got an instant message from one of my producers who says that at his sibling's school, or rather three of his siblings, they go to different schools. He says they all had to watch the inauguration. The class periods were extended, so they didn't miss anything. The kids even had to stand when the people in the actual live location in Washington, D.C. were standing. That's kind of spooky.
It is. And one has to wonder, why are we, not we, but why are most people in America giving so much deference to one politician? Why is it such a big deal when the president is inaugurated, but they're not making a big deal out of the new congressmen who are being sworn in? And why isn't it a big deal when a new judge is sworn into the Supreme Court? I mean, to me,
valid question.
To me, it seems scary because we already have an executive that is much, much stronger than it was ever meant to be. And, you know, people were voicing concern about Bush becoming a dictator. I think it's much more likely to happen when you have a country that's united behind a leader. Everybody thinks, well, this guy is great.
Well, that's certainly not everybody thinks that.
Most, I think he has an 84% approval rating at the moment. Something like that.
Yeah, I've heard the numbers are pretty significant, and I think that could be good, and I touched on this last night. I think it's good that a lot of people are really jazzed up about this guy, because when he starts to bomb, as all presidents do, then it will really dash some people's hopes on the rocks, and maybe, just maybe, a small percentage of them will come to the conclusion that this whole government thing isn't what it's cracked up to be, and that the next guy won't do anything differently.
But I don't know that that accomplishes anything. Most people who come to that conclusion, and there are a lot of them, don't become activists for liberty. They
That's
just
true.
Become apathetic, and they don't care, and they don't do anything.
All I can hope is that they'll come to that conclusion and then stumble across Free Talk Live or something like that. But let's go to your thoughts on this. I want to hear what you have to say, and let's go to Gino, who is on the line in Texas. No, he's not. I'm sorry about that. Let's continue and talk to Rod in North Carolina. Rod, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Rod. What's on your mind tonight?
What's happening? This is interesting. It's my first night being off from work and being able to listen to you. It's snowy here in North Carolina, and when that happens down south, we can't drive.
You can't drive?
No, some of us can anyway. So,
I see.
They ended up pretty much shutting down a shift at my work for the day, so I'll be in tonight. And thank goodness I'm able to get to you.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Wanted to talk about this inauguration and hear this perspective from a black man. I hate to say African-American. I can't stand it.
Okay.
But for me, someone who's pro-liberty like myself and also black, it's something else. I've watched this exercise and collectivist speak today. It's what I can stand of it.
Mm.
And, it's kind of frustrating. I love seeing my people being happy, to use a collectivist phrase like that. But
yeah.
Seeing them being happy about the state is just frustrating. Happy about pretty much an organization that's just parasitical, that feeds on the free market, it feeds on liberty.
And it's an organization that's never really done any favors for black people. I mean,
no.
It positions itself as though it is. It positions itself as the friend of the downtrodden. It positions itself as the friend of people that are in a poorer segment of the economic world. But in reality, it isn't their friend. And in reality, the government with its regulations is one of the most difficult things for instance, a poor black person or even poor white person or Hispanic or whatever to overcome. I mean, having those regulations is something that really keeps people from being entrepreneurs and creating wealth for themselves, and that hits poor people really hard.
Definitely. Regulation is definitely a small business killer.
Right, and I'm not suggesting that black people are necessarily generally poor, but the reality is that they had a real tough start in America, as we all know, and then when they got their so-called freedom from the plantation to move on to the larger plantation with the rest of us, when they got that freedom, they weren't able to really take full advantage of it because of the regulations. So a lot of them, many of whom might have wanted to be an entrepreneur and open up their own business, were essentially stopped dead in their tracks by the government system, whether it was the feds or the local boys. The racism continues to be it continues to be locked into the system, and very, very subtle now. It's not as obvious as it used to be, but it's still there, and that those folks are prevented from creating better life for themselves.
Definitely. I try to discuss these issues at work. I'm a student of Austrian economics, and I mean, you know, like I said before, I'm sitting here watching this inauguration. When I could deal with it, I just kind of watched this speech. I waited to that particular point. And I have to say, the guy gives great speeches, but it's like trying to put polish on a turd. I mean, the corner phrase, you know, excuse me, but you know, I just had to put it in those terms.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know when he says things like, we're going to try to create jobs and put people back to work, government can't do that. They can create busy work, but they can't create wealth.
That's correct.
And it's like watching my people marching with smiles on their faces. Like I said, I'm enjoying that, and it seems like they're so enthused and so full of energy. I know where it comes from, but it's like watching them marching with a grin right into the slaughterhouse.
What are they going to do when they, I'm using your terms, your people, when they find out they've been sold down the river?
probably a lot of them may make excuses. Some of them may be able to come to terms with finally that, you know, hey, government doesn't work, period. I don't care who's in there.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter if it's a woman or a black guy or a small child or a truck driver or whoever it is that you put behind the wheel of government. It's an agency of coercion. It's an agency of force. And while there may be a chance, a small chance, that the person that happens to be in charge will somehow wield that force that in a way that could benefit you, there is always that chance. It's not very likely. And it's certainly not likely if you're in the underprivileged classes of America. I mean, there's a news story about the inauguration and how the VIP seats all went to the rich and wealthy. Well, wait a minute. I mean, if you're the friend of the common man, as many Democrats purport to be, why didn't you give those seats away to some homeless people or something?
Right. They were definitely doing all they can to sweep people like that aside. I could tell that pretty much from what I saw of the event, that they wanted to pretty much put, I guess, what they consider their best and brightest forward. But I thought I'd make the point to some people. He spoke about change the whole time during this whole campaign. Him, mm-hmm. John McCain, both of those numbskulls. And you know, it's change that's really, well, more of the same, like Ron Paul put it. It's not real change. It's a debate that we never really get to have in this country about, you know, government and its size. And I've heard this said before, that a government large enough to give you everything that you want is also large enough to take everything from you.
You're absolutely right, and it seems like they do the latter most often. And I thank you for the call, the insights tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts with your experience today, your observations of this whole inauguration madness. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can join the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the world, around the country and around the world, bringing more internet listeners on board, helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So during the presidency of Barack Obama, we will be as critical as we've always been. I mean, if you've been with the show before tonight, during the George Bush presidency, you know we are very critical of him. This is not a one-sided program. You know, if you're a long-time listener, that Free Talk Live really is an open format where you can call in and talk about anything, and we really do take a pro-liberty position on the issues, and that it's not a show that worships politicians of any sort. And so you can expect that over the next 4 years, we will continue to be as critical of the state as we always have, if not ever more so than ever. So get behind the AMP program, get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That again, amp.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to go and visit Nick on his show, Free Minds Radio. You can hear it every Sunday live from 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Eastern Time. And you can hear it live on the Free Talk Live internet streams. So just tune in like you would listen to Free Talk Live, and you'll hear Free Minds Radio.
Some of the listeners listening right now may have heard us pop onto the stream when we started doing our live show, because we do it from the studio, so it's obviously going to go out over the Free Talk Live stream.
And if you don't want to listen live, you can always go to freemindsradio.com and grab the archives and the podcast and watch some of their video from their television show, Free Minds TV. Again, that's freemindsradio.com. As we continue with your phone calls, and we talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. How's it going, guys?
Just super, Todd. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about this whole inauguration business, and I have to say that the flooding that Obama committed during his inauguration oath of office that he was giving today, when I saw that on Yahoo News, I wasn't watching it live, and I was watching the replay of it, I just couldn't stop snickering the entire time.
What flubbing are you referring to? I mean, I have not seen this.
Obama flubbing his oath of office, where he was supposed to repeat back to Justice Robertson, I guess. Roberts. That little flub there. And also, here's the interesting thing that has not been reported on the news. It turns out Obama's first act in office, he signed 3 documents, including a proclamation declaring a day of national renewal and reconciliation.
What's that mean?
And of course, you know, it's not nothing new, really, because 3 presidents before have actually done this. But incidentally, this one is urging Americans to serve each other, basically.
There's a big emphasis on service.
What's wrong with serving people? I mean, I serve people in my job. That's what I do.
That's not what they're talking
serve
about.
Serve you with this show. Yeah, you can listen to it. It's service.
That's not what they're talking about, Ian. What he's talking about is national service.
Oh, that means slavery. That means where you go and you actually are forced to work for a government bureaucracy, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, we know he's been proposing that. It's an awful idea. Hey, Todd, quick question. When you were in high school, and I was in high school, I got out in 1998. When you were in high school, do you ever remember, or even middle school, or any time you were in government school, do you ever remember watching an inauguration during your class and having to stand up during it at the times the crowd stood?
You know, that's a great question. I remember something like that. I think it was when I was in grade school. I remember at the time of Ronald Reagan, when Reagan was president. I remember this was back in the days when Reagan was so widely praised and loved in the 80s. I mean, everything Reagan, it was just nonsensical. Mm-hmm. I was in kindergarten at the time. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting that you say this because it was bad back then, but now it's even far worse than anyone could possibly think of because, let's face it, I mean, we're in the 21st century now. And the last time, you know, you had a Democratic president that was widely praised was Bill Clinton, and that was back in 93 when he was being sworn into office for the very first time. So,
do you ever remember having to stand up during a ceremony or being forced to watch it during class? Do you ever remember that happening? I don't. That's why I ask you, because I don't recall it. It never happened to me that I recall.
We weren't really forced to stand up or anything or forced to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember all the hubbub over it. I mean, sort of vividly. But it's, you know, you're talking to somebody who was roughly about 6, maybe 7 years old at the time. But I don't remember that happening.
Okay. I was just curious. I mean, I figured since we had you on the line and you're somewhat of the younger generation, I figured I'd ask you to see if you remember anything like that.
I know that people in my high school class, a number of them refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
That was something I was into when I was younger as well. Thank you, Todd, for the call tonight. I appreciate the input and the thoughts. If you want to share your observations from today, what did you notice around you, whether you were at work or out and about traveling? Did you notice people were really excited? Were they talking about things? Were they gushing for no reason? And just your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Maybe your predictions on what's going to come next. Is this guy really going to close down Guantanamo? I saw an article that said that he decided to not do it today, maybe toward the end of the week. Like, so apparently those poor folks can wait at least till the end of the week.
Even if he closes Guantanamo, Guantanamo is largely symbolic, so I'm sure he'll get a lot of praise for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's not ending the detention of people in the same way that we've been detaining them at Guantanamo, if he's not ending this category of people called enemy combatant,
right,
it doesn't matter.
That was my concern. My concern was he was going to close Guantanamo and just take those guys and put them in, you know, death camps or something like that around the world. You know how they've been putting people in secret prisons? The CIA has secret prisons around the world. Who's to say he's just not going to shove this completely under the rug and take all of those people and put them somewhere else?
Yeah, I was reading an article that said that I think the Department of Defense was drawing up plans for where they could move some of the people from Guantanamo, because obviously they're not releasing all of them.
Right.
And granted, some of them might actually, I mean, I'm sure some of them are terrorists.
But no one's had a trial.
No, no one has had a trial, and they should.
And is he going to do anything about that?
I don't know. It sounds like they might move them to a military installation inside the U.S., which I know some people would be more favorable to, because then it would be harder for the government to argue that U.S. law does not apply to them if they're held in the United States. But who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not getting my hopes up here. I really...
You know, even if they say they've closed all that down, I still have a feeling the CIA is going to be running prisons around the world for as long as there's a CIA around, there's going to be people held secretly that we don't know about.
Toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Obama held up as this progressive, held up as somebody that is compassionate. Obviously, we've talked about how he obviously doesn't give a flip about people that smoke marijuana because he's going to continue the war on drugs in its current form. And
I think he might be following through on his pledge to end federal raids of medical marijuana facilities in states where it's legal.
We'll see about that.
I mean, he hasn't had a chance yet, so he might back off of that, too.
Plus, we can talk about how apparently there's a prostitution-free zone in Washington, D.C. today. We'll get to that here coming up an hour or two. But let's go to Scott, the bigot in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. I wish I could say...
Who are you hating on today, Scott?
Well, it's been a sad day for me personally.
Jewish people, tragedy. Black folk, who do you hate today, Scott?
Well,
go ahead.
This would be right up your alley. George Soros, the international banker, Jewish banker, Wall Street, he's the puppet master of Barack Hussein Obama. He controls the...
What evidence do you have?
Well, the man was the head of Acorn. Man gave millions and millions of dollars to Barack Obama's campaign.
And your point is what?
My point is that...
There have been people with big money behind every politician ever. So what?
George Soros is really a communist, a socialist at best, but a communist at worst.
George Bush was a socialist, so?
Well, this then is a nefarious international Jewish banker. He's behind Barack Obama, but I wanted to get on why I'm upset with Obama. I'm upset with Obama because he was black in affirmative action and reverse discrimination gave him the presidency. Whites don't realize that.
It was a free vote. There's no affirmative action when it comes to the votes. They're not weighted towards the black candidate.
That's what I'm getting at. Whites voted for Barack Obama because they were on a guilt
trip. You know what I want you to do? I want you to call sometime and avoid using the terms whites and blacks. See if you can do that. Thanks for the call. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.